Wilson to throw. Here comes a rush. Poe eats him up. Dontari Poe went crushing over there.
That's Dontari Poe. 340-pound nose tackle. You don't see many big people with that type of lateral range.
Dinosaurs are no longer extinct. They wear a Chiefs helmet in Dontari Poe.
Dontari, finally back on the field the last couple of games. I know you missed some time. How good is it for you to be back on the field?
Real good. You never know what you're losing until you lose it. So, for me to be back out there is real fun, because not being there was pretty much boring. It was kind of useless for me. So it feels real good.
First game against Houston was 32 snaps for the defense. This past week against Denver, it was just 49 snaps. Do you feel 100% now that you've been out of the field and you've been able to recuperate like the day after games?
Yeah, I mean, I'm good. I feel like I'm auto good. I wouldn't go back there if I wouldn't. If I couldn't help the team, I wouldn't be there. But as far as just physically holding up, I feel like I'm real good. They tried to limit me last game, but it was such a close game, I couldn't do it. I had to be out there.
One of the things that Coach Reed talked about after the game against Denver, it was a tough loss for everyone. He was talking about leaning on the leadership of the guys. I know the defensive line, you've got leaders all over the place. Just how can you help some of the younger guys that may still, you know, may sting a little bit, get past that and get ready for Green Bay?
Oh, you just let them know you learn from it, man. Learn from the mistakes and just push past it. That was a tough one. It was one of the more tough ones that I've been a part of. But at the same time, like you said, it's 1 week out of 16. So we got the game coming up, and we got to get over real fast. Learn from it. Do the best you can to just get past it.
I know that the run defense was something that was talked a lot about throughout the offseason. Last year at home against Denver, ran for over 200 yards. C.J. Anderson had 168. This past game averaged 2.8 yards per carry. How much of a focus was it for you guys to go out and stop the run? How do you feel like you've improved upon that area this year? I know you've got Derek Johnson back.
Yeah, we're improving a lot. Once you get Mike DeVito and Derek Johnson back, it helps it a whole lot. But at the same time, it's something that you kind of put your mind on. Once you put your mind to it, you kind of focus on it. And you get the job done. So I feel like we did pretty good making strides in that.
One of the guys in particular, small sample size, but through the last couple of games this year, really seems to have made a stride, Jay Howard. What have you seen from him for this year in particular and the way that he's playing?
Made strides. I feel like for the most part, he just put his mind to it. He kind of put in himself that he wants to play, go out there and dominate, and he's doing it. But I told him the whole time that, I mean, he's been a beast, so it's nothing new. But like I said, he put his mind to it. He figured out he wanted to go out there and do it, so he's getting it done.
Another guy, first-round pick, Marcus Peters, kind of set the place on fire against Denver in that pick six. What have you seen from him as far as how he carries himself? And then you can see the passion that he plays with, how excited he was, but just how impressed have you been with him?
Making plays, man. That's what they brought him here to do, and he's doing it. But he never falls short. In practice, he does it, so it just carries over to the game. So, I mean, every pick he gets in practice is not a fluke, because he's doing the same thing on Sunday. So, I mean, like I said, he works hard. He goes about his business every day. And he's doing a good job.
Looking ahead, this game against the Green Bay Packers is considered one of the best teams in the NFL, one of the best teams in the NFC. A lot of people picking them to at least go to the Super Bowl. How much do you look forward to that challenge of going up against a team to review out, play well, and win the game and say, look, we're right where we need to be?
Loving it. You love to go against the best to see where you measure, where you kind of stack up against them. And like you said, they want the team to pick to go to the Super Bowl. So if we go in and do what we need to do, we'll know where we need to be or how far we need to go.